The next item on the agenda, failure to report commercial harvest in accordance with mandatory reporting. Ms. Iverson?
Yes, sir. Patrick Johnson contacted our office this morning. He is not able to be here today due to transportation. He says that he will be here next month. He wanted to know if he had to be served again. I told him, staff told him that because we talked to him on the phone, we wouldn't serve him in person. We would just send him a letter stating that he needs to be here again next month.
Is this individual, is he revoked now or suspended now?
Yes, sir. His status, and he was notified that his status will stay in suspension until he appears.
Okay, we'll continue until next month then. I don't think that needs any action. Thank you. Item 20, request for April public hearing, conservation measures for Sheepshead. These, Jack, if we could, on these requests for public hearing, if we can keep them pretty brief, we could. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
Did you talk about Richard Johnson then, or was that just Patrick Johnson?
There were two.
I think, Steph? I'm sorry, Jack.
That's all right.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Richard Johnson is Patrick Johnson's minor son who works along with him, so he would have to bring his son with him. He's a minor. He's under 18 years old.
Look forward to seeing him. Okay, John.
This is a request for an April public hearing. February 27th, FMAC meeting, a proposal for conservation measures for Sheepshead was presented by Tom Powers. This is a species of interest with ODU Center for Quantitative Fisheries Ecology currently finishing up their first year of a three-year planned study on Sheepshead pop dye. Staff recommends advertising for an April public hearing conservation measures for Sheepshead to include four fish recreational possession limit and a commercial hook and line possession limit of 500 pounds.
Motion.
Mr. Chairman, I have a quick question.
Mr. Robbins, question.
I'm assuming if we do this that we could still be more conservative in the end. Is that correct? In other words, if we move this option, could we subsequently adopt a lower limit, more restrictive?
You have to get two to four.
I believe that you can adopt more liberal, but you cannot become more conservative based on the public hearing. So if you wanted to be more conservative, I think you would have to advertise a smaller possession limit and a lower commercial limit in order to be more restrictive. Council's not in here, but I don't believe you can become more restrictive.
You can't. Okay. Could we then would one option then be to advertise a range of options up to and including the four fish recreational possession limit and a commercial limit from, say, 200 to 500
pounds. You could do that if that were Joe. Go ahead.
Commissioner, we can also solve this by just saying set these as a maximum.
Okay.
And that solves it, allows all ranges below to be
out. Just when you word it, make sure that that allows that. That would be fine. And that's your motion?
I would offer that as a motion, Mr. Chairman, that
Second. That
we advertise that for public hearing.
A motion made by Mr. Robbins, seconded by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Thanks. Request for public hearing, April, pertaining to horseshoe crab. Mr. Gillingham, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Commissioner. This is a request for public hearing. We're looking to define a male crab in something legally concise and enforceable, and also to establish a permitting and reporting system for seafood buyers that handle horseshoe crabs, including a call-in once a trigger is moved. You may recall, but the horseshoe crab, we've got a quota, and last year was the first time the quota was actually caught, and we closed, I believe it was June 16th or 19th.
Pretty close to quota.
We went over just a little bit, but we realized then how fragile it was and how quickly it could be caught. And
okay.
I won't get into details.
Any other questions? Chair, entertain a motion.
So moved.
Seconded.
Moved by Mr. Holland to advertise for public hearing. Seconded by Mr. Schick. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Motion carries unanimously.
Robbins abstains.
Mr. Robbins abstains. Please note that, Kathy. Item 23, request for April public hearing to establish recreational and commercial possession for blue line tilefish.
Actually, 22. Channel Welt.
I'm sorry, I missed 22, didn't I? Channel Welt.
Yes, sir.
Modify the regulation. Go ahead.
Again, we're here. We're looking at modifying the definition of bait bag. In fact, I was in court when the judge made the decision that what we had was too general, couldn't be enforced. Trying to come up with a legally concise and enforceable definition of bait bag. And again, Channel Whelk, Rob alluded to it earlier, that historically we've had very poor reporting in this fishery. We're asking to establish a permitting and reporting system for seafood buyers that handle channeled whelk.
Okay. Any questions of Lewis?
Yes.
I have a comment now.
Ernie?
I thought I made my original motion vague enough to cover all of this, so there wouldn't be a necessity of having two separate public hearings. My suggestion was with anything staff, any concerns staff had. So this would definitely fall under staff concerns, where we'd have to have two public hearings, or we can conduct it all at one public hearing.
Your concerns, the earlier...
The horseshoe crab, right. They're all... No, they, not they're the intertwined. You're correct.
The Wilk.
Okay. It all affects the same regulations.
No, it affects two different regulations.
One's horseshoe crab.
No,
he's
speaking.
890. Please.
Mr. Bowden is talking about the public comment who wants to look at the two licenses per board, which would be an 890,
right.
Plus this would be an 890.
Oh,
okay.
Now.
Oh,
sorry.
We'd have one public hearing on all of
that.
Two separate public hearing.
Yeah.
We can do that.
And also on 890, I'll point out that we're feeling our way a little bit with these reporting requirements. As you know, the harvesters have traditionally reported, and then we found out with striped bass that it took the buyers to help us out. We're finding that out with horseshoe crab, finding that out with channeled whelk. So what we advertise may need a little refinement by the time it's all said and done. For example, you know, we have the regulation now drafted as monthly reporting. Something like that may not be necessary for channeled whelk. It would be for horseshoe crab, for example.
Okay.
So we're working on that.
So I guess what we can... So we're going to have a combined public hearing on the initial request. We can do that. Can we do that by consensus? Is that sound good to you all?
Yeah, okay.
Good to me.
Mr. Robbins,
question. Mr.
Robbins. Question, Dan. On page 2, it says that staff believes no longer need to limit the amount of horseshoe crab fishermen can use to bait each conch pot.
Yes, sir. I should have pointed that out, too. That's something we're removing from that. At the time that was set up, there was a real concern by industry that they'd run out of bait now that we're fishing, now that we have a specific quota. And as a fisherman alluded here earlier, costs have gone up tremendously. Now it's so expensive for the fishermen to use horseshoe crabs for bait, we don't feel that that's even necessary now to mandate the maximum amount of bait they can use. However, there still is conservation in having a bait bag, we believe.
I thought it was had been proven that it didn't make any, that part of a horseshoe crab was as effective as...
And in fact, you're exactly right. It was. That's another reason why industry has embraced using that small, by and large, a smaller amount of, rather than using one whole female or two males, they've embraced the idea of using half as much bait. We weren't certain of that when the regulation was amended to include that maximum amount of bait they could use.
So you think the behavior will be acceptable even without this regulation?
Even without the mandate on this telling them this is the most amount of bait you can use. Quite frankly, the cost of bait's probably gone up 3 or 4 times what it was 10 years ago. And the bait bag, you're exactly right, the work that Mr. Fisher from VIMS did showed that the catches using half as much bait in a bait bag were essentially the same. So,
okay.
But we do feel that there's still a need for the bait bag itself.
All right. Thank you, Lewis. Item 23, that deals to establish recreational and commercial possession limits for blue line tilefish and grouper species landed in Virginia.
Did we vote on the last thing?
I think we decided on by consensus that we were going to combine that with the with the public hearing that the gentleman asked for in public comment.
And, Mr. Chairman, please note that I abstained.
Thank you.
Mr. Commissioner, about 90 seconds. This is a request for April public hearing. Since fall of last year, FMAC has met several times to discuss a growing and directed fishery for tilefish and grouper, which has been developing off the Virginia coast in recent years. This is a complex of fish that are currently unregulated in our region but are of concern just to our south from North Carolina to Florida. Various measures of management for this complex off Virginia have been recommended. Staff recommends advertising this issue for an April 2007 public hearing to include the following: an FMAC proposal that would establish a maximum recreational possession limit of 12 fish per person per day for tilefish and 3 fish per person per day for grouper, and a maximum commercial possession limit of 300 pounds per person per day for tilefish and 175 pounds per person per day for grouper, with no more than 2 licensed fishermen harvesting per vessel commercially. An original staff proposal that would establish a maximum recreational possession limit of 10 fish per person per day for tilefish, 1 fish per person per day for grouper, and a maximum commercial possession limit of 300 pounds per vessel per day for tilefish and 175 pounds per vessel per day for grouper, and relevant South Atlantic Fishery Management Council regulations pertaining to this complex, which are much stricter, to include a 5 fish aggregate recreational limit.
Any questions or comments from the commission? I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd offer to move staff recommendation.
Second by Mr. Bowden. Motion made by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And last but not least, item 24, request for public hearing. Request for revision of the May 1 through October 30th possession limit on spiny dogfish, 3,000 pounds from 600 pounds.
This is a request for April public hearing. During the February 2007 Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission's winter meeting, Spiny Dogfish and Coastal Shark Management Board voted to allow states to adopt their own trip limits not to exceed 3,000 pounds per trip. This was to promote bycatch landings and a small-scale directed fishery for 07-08. Currently, Regulation 4 BAC 20-490-10 provides for a 600-pound trip limit from May 1 through October 30 and a 4,000-pound trip limit from November 1 through April 30. Staff recommends advertising to establish a new commercial catch limit of 3,000 pounds for spiny dogfish for an April 2007 public hearing.
Any questions from the commission? Entertain a motion. Mr. Hankard.
I recommend that we approve staff's recommendation for new commercial catch limits.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Anything else to come before the commission? Jack Travelstead.
There's a little bit of confusion on the sheep's head motion, okay. Item 20. There's going to be considerable debate on this item when you hold the public hearing, and the motion you adopted appeared to lock you into nothing larger than a 4-fish possession limit or a 500-pound. What I would suggest you do is allow staff to advertise it, that as a specific recommendation of FMAC, but that the commission will consider alternatives, both more lenient and more restrictive on both of those. We may end up with a smaller commercial limit and a 5-fish bag limit, or vice versa. You know, it could go either way. So I would hate to lock you into something where you couldn't go one direction.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention. I did make the motion. I think that's fine.
Okay.
So.
That'd be fine.
Thank you.
Anything else? Kelly?
On that item that Mr. Travelstead just brought up, my name is Kelly Place. Because there are some ongoing studies on sheep's head, it would be nice if we were privy to the results, or at least the preliminary results of those studies. I was wondering if the commission would entertain having that public hearing on sheep's head in May instead of April. Thanks.
Thank you. Jack, do you want to respond to that, or do we need...
We had...
Was that in reference to that comment, Tom? That's okay. I'm just trying to sort through the con.
We have had ODU present at the FMAC meetings to discuss their ongoing research, and it was included in your evaluation. Right. We can certainly get him back to report directly to you their results. They're very preliminary at this stage. I'm not sure what will be – I don't know enough to know what would be gained by delaying it a month. Delaying it a month isn't any problem for staff. I mean, I think the idea was to try to get regulations in place before the summer fishery.
Okay. Let me hear from Tom. Tom, come on.
I would personally request, and I'm sorry to make such a request, I was the one who has been bringing this issue forth through FPAC for 2 years now. I will be out of the country the whole month of May. And so that's just something to consider, and I would like to be here to continue follow up on this.
Okay.
Well, Jack, I did talk to the researcher, and he is willing to show up in April at your commission meeting and speak on this matter. I talked to him about 2 weeks ago.
What? I sense an undercurrent of something here that I'm not really familiar with what's going on. Kelly, one more, and I'm getting ready to adjourn this long meeting. Go ahead.
By the same token, I'll be up at probably at Woods Hole in at the April meeting, but that's not my concern. My concern is that we'll have a week at most to look at the preliminary results of these studies, which I don't think affords enough time for people to make an educated decision on that issue. I mean, if Mr. Powers will be out on May, sometime after that, but I think April will be too quickly, and that's contingent on if ODU's experts are able to provide the preliminary data on the week before the commission meets. And I think that's really rushed, and I know you all have a lot of things on your agenda. I would ask you that you would consider some sort of postponement. Thanks.
Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Staff's presenting these as interim management measures. And I think it's important that we keep that in mind. So I don't have any problem with moving ahead and taking this in April.
The motion's already been made to have it in April, so we don't have to do any more. Anything else come before this body? Meeting adjourned.
We'll have a hard decision.